Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio, at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Quiero disturbios, quiero... 12th day of April 2022. It's 1:05 p.m. That's 1,300 hours and 5 minutes on the West Coast here in sunny California. Or it's sunny, but it's not so warm. It's only 57 degrees. I am Roclo number 7, and hopefully I will be with you for the next hour. We don't have interruptions for a couple hours scheduled. I think I can get away unless they show up early. This is the day that they actually show up early. So if I have to go off the air really quick, that's because they showed up early. But hopefully they won't show up early. And I'll just continue like normal. We got stuff going on. We got stuff going on in Ukraine. We got stuff going on, well, in Israel as well, a few days old. And stuff going on in New York and all over the place. What's interesting is Israel and New York have an interesting parallel. Both of the New York City and the subway had a issue this morning. Guess they're still looking for the guy. They got lots and lots of law enforcement types looking for a suspect, which was similar to an issue that occurred in Tel Aviv a few days ago, where I guess someone was being hunted also by thousands and thousands of law enforcement specialist personnel after doing what was referred to as like a terrorist event. Do you think they have anything to do with each other? Even though they're thousands of miles apart, seemingly completely separate incidences, or are these little planned things that just occur just because? I don't know. They're just a couple dots. I'm asking you. I'm not making a statement. I'm asking a question. And, of course, we have the Ukraine. There's stories, rumors going around about what is actually going on underneath the Azovstal, the Azov steel plant. In Mariupol, there is a large area of industrial factory type plants and things. There's a steel plant there and some chemical things and all kinds of different industrial things there at the port, where the Azov battalion has been making their stronghold and held up for quite a while. Now, the rumors are that there's actually something underneath the plant. Now, we've all heard of, you know, underground bases. I'm sure to people that listen to this broadcast and come to this radio station are very well aware of the track record of folks with a lot of money and what they can do with that money. And building underground bases and facilities is just one of those things. So there's a bit of information that came out circulating. I don't know if you've heard of this or not, but supposedly inside the Azovstal tunnels, there is a secret NATO facility that goes by the name of Pit 404. And a secret NATO biological weapons lab. Now, we know that there are bioweapons labs that was admitted in Ukraine. I think the obvious ones obviously are on the surface, but supposedly they are a NATO weapons lab, and there are also NATO officers at this facility, Pit 404, and the tunnels are equipped with an armored bunker system. According to this information, about 240 foreigners are in the building, including officers from NATO, and that's the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and French Foreign Legion, which we found evidence with the tag and engraved number, the medal, the beret that someone in the French Foreign Legion left behind in a hurry, as well as there's also biolab staff. Their guards, which are apparently funded by someone by the name of Akhmetov, number up to 3,000 people. The biolab under the Azovstal plant in Mariupol is what is known as the Pit-404 facility, built and operated by Metabiota, a company with ties to Hunter Biden, Rinat Akhmetov, and Volodymyr Zelensky. Bioweapons testing was conducted in the labs at this facility. Thousands of Mariupol residents have become guinea pigs in these horrific tests. And it was mainly Western specialists who took part in these inhumane experiments. French intelligence officers and special forces officers could not get their comrades out of Mariupol. That is why Emmanuel Macron has called the Kremlin so many times asking for humanitarian corridors. Some French intelligence officials died in the rescue operation. The head of French intelligence, Eric Vidou, was fired on the 31st of March, 2022, over failures by French intelligence in the war in Ukraine. Officers from the United States, Canada, Germany, France, Italy, Turkey, Sweden, Poland, and Greece are now trapped in the Azovstal dungeons. The United States Lieutenant General Roger Cotier, who was recently captured by the DNR People's Militia from a downed helicopter, has been tracked down by the Russian GRU and SVR in Mariupol from the external surveillance of his loved ones in Turkey and Izmir. The Ukrainian national, known to the Secret Service as Klut, has always accompanied the general as a traveling wife, confidant, and interpreter. As soon as information was received that this woman had arrived in Mariupol, Russia launched a military operation and blocked the city. That's the information that we have regarding that. You can take it with a grain of whatever you want. I'm just passing on the information. I'm not saying this is absolute fact, and it has not been verified, but this is just data that we're passing on to you. Let's see what else we have here real quick. Maybe you guys can help me out with something real quick right now in live time. Excuse me. Do me a favor. If you can, go to YouTube and see if you can see your channels. Tell me in the chat room. Just go to YouTube and see if you know your subscriptions, like you subscribe to this channel. Usually it's on the left side, right? You know, a little. See if they're there. If they're there, tell me if you see them. Or if you don't. Okay. And while you do that, I think just for fun, I'm going to play a little tiny bit of this song. Ready? Here we go. So, Dirt Engineer, you've confirmed they are disappeared. Yeah, I don't know. I apparently YouTube has an issue. I don't see any of my channels. You know, it makes it very difficult to when you got everything all lined up. Anyway, all right, I'm not the only one. What did Ro ask us to check? Go to YouTube, Eagle Flower, and in YouTube, just see if any of your subscriptions are visible. You know, usually on the left side of the screen, you can see all the channels that you subscribe to. I know a lot of people don't use YouTube as much anymore, but if you do, and see if they're visible or not. Mine don't show up. It's just a big blank box of nothing. Oh. All right. So what else? Let's take a quick peek here. There are. They've almost got the entire Azov. Well, it is surrounded. There's no the people. Soldiers. I've seen the actual. There are some videos that the Azov side has put out, and they're translated, but it's text, and I don't want to read it all, so I'll just kind of summarize for you. Basically, they're not being given any resupplies. That was predicted. So they've been asked to fight to the death. By the way, there's a lot of new testimonial, quote unquote, witness kind of videos and things up at the freedom_Twitter page if you want to check it out. Some of the longer stuff, unfortunately, Twitter doesn't allow longer videos to be posted. And sometimes, for whatever reason, the encoding isn't right. So there's a ton of stuff that it can't be posted to Twitter unless I go through some sort of weird hassle of converting everything. And it's just so much information. And I don't have time to do that. Plus, I don't get paid. If I got paid to do it, that'd be a completely different story. There's only so much I can volunteer my time to do because it's just a constant flow of data. And I also have other things in life to attend to as well. But there's some interesting videos that have come out. Apparently, what I think from what I personally can aggregate is a false flag was attempted, and they're still trying to use this narrative to say, oh, they blew up a tank that had like nitric acid or some chemicals in it that, you know, oh, no. And they're trying to poison all the citizens, and they're saying the Russians did it. But it looks like the Nazis actually did it, and they screwed up in that they got too close when they did it because there's no reports of Russians having issues, but there's a lot of reports of the people at the plant there that are suffering from chemical exposure of some sort, you know, and they're all down under there. There are some videos that came out. And there's, I guess what you could just only call it propaganda. I don't know if you've seen the Blood Harvest video, which is in the vein of ISIS. Like they've got this Ukrainian girl who's an actress. They know who she is. She didn't hide her face or anything. What was her name? Adriana. And they call it the Blood Harvest video. And oh my goodness, they're starting to. I am doing a show. I don't have time to answer your call here, host review. So this, yeah. And so a lot, oh, wow, they're really listening to my show. Thanks, management. Schedule a host review time right now during my airtime. Yeah, real. Oh, man, these people, I tell you. Anyway, so Adriana makes this video that says, you know, that our bloody harvest is about to begin, and she's holding this, like, scythe or whatever, or sickle or whatever these curved knives are, and she's got this captured Russian soldier holding him by the head, and she reaches down and she slices his throat. I mean, that's like the social media ad. And, she's talking about it's revenge for all of the blah, blah, blah. You can find it. It's out there. It's on our Twitter page as well, in full with the translation. But I also saw there's a lot of Ukrainian refugees in other countries. Now they go to Poland or whatever, and they start now in Spain even, and they're harassing Russians on the street. They hear somebody speak Russian. And I'm seeing people like having posts. I even saw, I guess it was a reply to one of our tweets. Revolution Radio tweeted something. It was like a video or something. And I guess one of the replies was like, let me see if I can actually find it real quick. Let's see. Oh, yeah. All Russians are complicit of war crimes, so she is a legit target, like 144 million Russians. This was tweeted by John Posobiec. Yep. And John Posobiec, he thinks that it's okay to just target all Russians. So we should find out what John Posobiec's ethnic background is and see if anybody of that descent are ever guilty of anything, ever, and then we can go ahead and target him too. I mean, by that logic, that's what you're thinking, which is really simple and stupid. And this is in reply to a person of the press who got injured. Like, oh, so it's okay. She's a legit target because she's a member of the press and she happens to be traveling with the Russians. See, this is the type of simpleton mental attitudes that's very dangerous, because there's a lot of people out there that are like that. And they'll blindly say things that are just very short-sighted, very shallow, very simple-minded. And it's obvious, and unfortunately, because of their simple-mindedness, because they are so fucking stupid, I'm sorry, I apologize for my Vietnamese, because they're so damn ignorant, they can't even comprehend that. They cannot comprehend their own stupidity. Sometimes stupidity is so amazing. It's like the brain is so complex that it cannot comprehend itself. Stupidity is so darn stupid that it cannot comprehend itself either. It's the same phenomenon. And what it does is it kind of pisses me off, because why are you so stupid? Why are people, if people weren't so damn stupid, we'd actually have a better earth. We'd actually have a better environment. It's the idiots. It's the mindless, gullible, stupid, what else? The shallow, simple-minded, authoritarian. See, a lot of people that don't like to think for themselves will actually grasp on to the authoritarian, because authoritarians tell you what to do. And if you are one to follow the authoritarians, you really don't have to think for yourself. You can continue to be stupid, continue to be ignorant, because someone else is going to make damn sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. You don't even have to know what it is. 2 + 2, you don't have to do the math to know that 2 + 2 = 5 if they tell you it's 5. A lot of people are like, huh? Now, if you are familiar with George Orwell's 1984, the novel, then you understand what I'm talking about. There's a lot of people that aren't even at that level, that you could go up to them and make that reference and say 2 + 2 = 5, right? And they'll be like, they won't know what the hell you're talking about. So blind, just, I don't know, they're just on automatic. All right, I need to take a deep breath and just calm down. And maybe before we do the Fulford Report, a little bit more happy music, please. You think? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Africa with the Hutus and the Tutsis. Remember when they fought in Rwanda? My, that was brutal. Or the Ukrainians. I mean, they're going all crazy too. They're completely on the other end of the spectrum. Or maybe somewhere in Asia. What are the Chinese doing, man? They're crazy. Have you seen they're locking down everybody in Shanghai and other cities? Millions and millions of people. And then they're going around and killing all of the animals. They're killing the pets. And the people in Shanghai, so the amazing thing, I guess, to me is that everybody's going along with it. They're like, yeah, well, we can get the death penalty. Okay, all right. And you're all just going to sit in your house and starve to death and jump out of windows. And or just live life like that. I think it's time China citizens to just revolt. I think you need to just bust. I mean, there's millions of you. You need to just bust out of the apartments, throw all the furniture out the windows. Just call. I mean, at this point, I think it's merited. That's what I would do. I shouldn't advocate that. Well, it's China. China! I'm not advocating anything for the United States. It's okay to do it against our enemies, isn't it? Isn't it okay to wish death and advocate all these horrible things against people you don't like? Isn't that what we're teaching? If they say something that we don't like Will Smith showed us all, we can just stand up, walk up, and slap them. That's the right thing to do, huh? By the way, I heard he got expelled or resigned from the Oscars or whatever. Who freaking cares about Will Smith? But the messages that are being put out there. Have you seen the what they do with the kids in parts of Ukraine? They have these orphanages and these schools, and they teach them really nice skills. They teach them how to use weapons. They teach them how to fight. They actually teach them how to kill. But unfortunately, while they're teaching them how to do all that, they also teach them a crazy ideology. You think we have a problem with racism here in America? You ain't seen nothing yet, boy. And I just was wondering, you know, we've got this big issue about these multi-gendered people. People? Are they people? Persons in schools that are all up in arms because they can't teach sex and talk about sex and sex and genderfy and this gender and that gender and more sex in schools to your little children. And I've gone over what I think of this. Like, you remember when you were a kid and you were like the boys against the girls because like the girls had cooties, and because before puberty, boys aren't really into girls at like that, like during puberty when you become a teenager, boy, you're all girls. But until then, some girls are like, ooh, girls, you know, remember that? Now they're trying to say, oh, no, our young children, they can talk about anything at any age. Well, yeah, you can talk about something, but what kind of damage is it going to do? Because they're like sponges in a hypnagogic state. And they haven't even gone through puberty. They don't even know who the F they are yet. I'm trying real hard. I'm sorry. I didn't swear, but I almost did, so I'm apologizing for the next one. Anyway. No, no disrespect, Nintendo. I get so fed up, and again, stupidity, common sense, things that we've known about humanity and about children and puberty and going into adulthood forever, and they're trying to rewrite everything, just like the trust the science crap. All these crazy people that don't know what gender they are. Picking genders. I'm just going to be I'm a flea today. Do animals do that? Do animals identify with another gender? No, it's all made up crap. And then they get all mad because you don't know their pronouns. Like, I'm supposed to read your mind, whatever pronoun you decided. I've got demi pronouns. My pronouns are whatever. And you're supposed, what are you supposed to stop and say, hey, excuse me, before we get into a conversation, please tell me what your pronouns are. You're going to wear a little pin. I'll tell you what, if you got a pin on, I'll actually oblige you. If you had a pin or a shirt and you're advertising like my pronouns are, I might, if I'm in a good mood, use those. Otherwise, I don't care. Damn it, I don't care. Do you care? Do you really give a shit? One time I turned on the radio in the morning and I unmuted just in time to hear Mitchell Bupp say, you know, what do you say? Shit for brains, asshole. I turned it on. Perfect timing, Mitch. So shout out to Mitchell Bupp for first impressions. Let me find it here. The Fulford Report, before I run out of time. Let's see what old Ben has to say about what's going on in the world. So did I say, yeah, they've got Azov surrounded and they're... There's a bunch of confessions. There's soldiers saying, look, and it's not always all regular Ukrainian army that's doing the horrible things. They were ordered by their commanding officers and stuff to do it, and some didn't do it, so they put them in the dungeon too. Even some of the guys from the Azov, they're like, no, man, we're not going to shoot innocent civilians. And there's more than one in more than one city on the Ukrainian side of them being captured prisoners. And they're all, yeah, we admit it. We were shooting citizens, civilians. I don't know how we got to this point. And he's all, I can't believe that here we are doing this. Like, at first, we didn't expect, you know, there's like, we're soldiers. Yeah, yeah, we're going to war. And now we're shooting women and children. They're like, whoa. Some of them are like feeling really bad about it. And then others are, they pull off their shirts and there's all these tattoos of swastikas. Okay, maybe Hitler was understood. I don't know. I wasn't there. But all I know is you judge a tree by its fruit, and the fruit that these people are given, maybe there's better Nazis somewhere. Because, you know, there's a whole story about that. I don't know. You know, I just know that the Russians are no longer Bolsheviks and these Nazis are really bad people. That's all I know. I was supposed to be going to the Fulford Report, not ranting. The Fulford Report does not represent the views myself or Revolution Radio FreedomSubs.com or any of its appendages, chatters, managers who are having a host review meeting during my airtime. I'm a bone to pick with you people. Just wait. I'm going to call a manager group at the most inconvenient time. It is, by definition, the Fulford Report by Benjamin Fulford. Before I just ramble on until the end of the show, let's do it. Benjamin Fulford Report, Khazarian Mafia leaders being systematically rounded up. Here we go. The world revolution against the Khazarian Mafia is... Wait a minute. Hold on. Sorry. Is accelerating with a systematic roundup of top KM agents worldwide. At the same time, the Khazarian Mafia is trying to shut down the internet, cause a starvation crisis, and promote a fake alien invasion as it fights to survive. Let us start with a look at all the prominent U.S. and Western power brokers who have recently tested positive for COVID, i.e. have been arrested. He did say this was going to happen, and then they started testing. You notice that? Prince Charles, Nancy Pelosi, Attorney General Merrick Garland, Christine Lagarde, who is the president of the European Central Bank and puppet head of the IMF, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, CIA Director William Burns, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, oh God, I can't stand her, Adam Schiff, Jen Psaki, Kamala Harris' husband, Doug Emhoff, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Funny how certain people all come down with COVID at the same time, a Mossad source comments. This is a clear sign the Rothschild Rockefeller group staging the fake Biden presidency psyops are being removed. As a result, Biden is malfunctioning these days, saying things like, I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping traveling with him. That's when I traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president. I don't know for a fact. That's an idiot. There is also a huge fight going on about Hunter Biden and his incriminating laptop. This laptop campaign is being run out of Switzerland and being resisted by the Rockefeller clique. As the U.S. CIA sources say, Hunter Biden was overdosed 5 months ago and is out of the picture. This means that they have nobody to put on trial, which is how the Democrats will try to prevent the evidence from going on the record. It is a last battle by the cabal. At the same time, we are now seeing concrete legal action to overturn the stolen election that put the entire nightmare regime in place. For example, the Arizona Attorney General has publicly stated fraud was committed in the 2020 election. Now justice must be served. The noose is getting tighter. However, it does not necessarily mean Donald Trump will be reinstated as U.S. president, CIA sources note. That is because the Trump now appearing in public is an actor, and it is not clear if the real Trump is still with us. More likely is that Joe Biden will go down in history as the last president of the United States, and that the country will be replaced by something better with a true American hero at its head. Events will soon make this clear sooner rather than later. Of course, the Khazarian Mafia are fighting tooth and nail for their very survival and are making increasingly dire threats. Klaus Schwab Rothschild of the COVID-pushing World Economic Forum paints a frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospitals, and our societies as a whole. The COVID crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison. How do you like my Klaus Schwab? There is now extensive evidence the Khazarian mafia is trying very hard to engineer a world food shortage as well. The Khazarian mafia is still trying to manipulate world public opinion with mass murder events they blame on others. For example, German intelligence warned us that large amounts of foreign mercenaries in Odessa, dressed in Russian army uniforms, are planning a massive terror attack to blame on Russia. The Russian TASS news agency agrees, saying Kiev is plotting, with the West's support, provocations with a massacre of civilians to place the blame for it on the Russian military. The planned mass murder event will try to distract public attention from the horrors, torturing children, slaves to harvest adrenochrome, etc., being exposed at the massive underground base in Mariupol, CIA sources say. In any case, on-the-ground reporters who actually do their job and fact checks are finding all the terror attacks against civilians are originating from the Ukrainian side. This missile attack blamed on Russia, for example, has been proven to be Ukrainian. Yeah, they found the serial numbers. The satanic Khazarian mafia cabal are going for broke. They don't know any other way, a Mossad source claims. We also saw last week what looked like a desperate attempt to resurrect Barack Obama as an antidote to the malfunctioning and widely despised Biden. Note, both Obama and Biden jokingly say that Biden is vice president. Now, of course, even bringing Obama back as the U.S. presidential avatar will not change the fact that this regime is now an international pariah. For example, the rulers of the former U.S. puppet states Saudi Arabia and Abu Dhabi have refused to welcome a Biden visitor or even take his phone calls. Mexico is also cutting its ties with the fake Biden regime. Mexican intelligence also sent us detailed report on their view of the United States and their cocaine importing agency, or CIA. This document offers a very different view of history than what we have been taught. For example, it claims that U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt and U.S. and Russian dictator Joseph Stalin plotted since the 1930s to conquer the planet Earth. It says, and I have the document, let me actually grab that and put it in the chat room here for y'all. It looks like it's going to be interesting. I haven't seen it yet, but I'll stick it in there for all of us. It's a PDF. To conquer the planet Earth, it says, Stalin and Roosevelt planned to invade Germany, France, and Italy long before World War II started. They also intended to take over the British Empire, China, and the rest of the world. We got partial confirmation of this from a CIA source who admits Russia and the United States have been allies since the time of President Lincoln. The Mexicans say the British royal family caught wind of this plan and bought off the Americans by offering them control of their global opium and drug business. This is how the CIA became the world's largest drug dealing operation, they say. The Mexicans conclude the United States is the most dangerous narcotics trafficking and terrorist organization in the history of the human race. This Spanish language document has been posted in full for those who want the details, and it is on our chatsy.com chat room as well. Here is a typical war crime in Iraq of the sort the Mexicans refer to. The British royal family, by the way, has already apologized to the Asians for the criminal opium wars and is now working with the Asian secret societies to make a better world. The Khazarian mafia controlled part of the CIA. The Khazarian mafia controlled part of the CIA, meanwhile, is fighting desperately to keep its opium business in Afghanistan running by trying to overthrow the government of Pakistan. they used the same script as when they took over the Federal Reserve Board in 1913, a midnight vote by bribed politicians to topple Prime Minister Imran Khan. Of course, the ground was prepared beforehand through economic sabotage. Khazarian Mafia Pharma CEO Bill Gates clearly played a key role in this. Massive demonstrations across the country, however, make it clear that the struggle is far from over. Another sign that a crackdown on bribed politicians is imminent is the fact that Pakistan's federal police have declared that senior public figures need a clearance certificate if they wish to travel. In any case, the attempt to install a Khazarian mafia-friendly regime in Pakistan is part of a desperate and doomed attempt to turn the tide in the world. The leaders still allied with the Khazarian mafia can be counted on one hand. These are Justin Castro of Canada, Emmanuel Macron of France, Fumio Kishida of Japan, Boris Johnson of the United Kingdom, and Vladimir Zelensky of Ukraine. Of course, there are many more pseudo-leaders who have been bribed with Vatican bank accounts to support the entire fake KM global architecture. For example, the letter at this link shows a list of U.S. politicians and their Vatican bank accounts. This link is being posted in the RevolutionRadioFreedomSource.com chat room right now. Click. Most of the so-called leaders who vote at the United Nations have similar bribery accounts. MI6 says the UN is a private company based in California and not a true representative of the peoples of the world. The Russians agree. There is no doubt that the start of Russia's special operation in Ukraine marked the end of an entire historic era. Amid the growing confrontation between the main players, a new caesura is emerging between the East and the West, according to Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. The current unprecedented sanctions against Russia will lead to the further collapse of all international institutions, especially the UN, according to Russian Security Council Deputy Chairman Dmitry Medvedev. Of course, the fight is not over yet. For example, in China, there seems to be a serious attempt to overthrow the government. This can be seen especially in Shanghai. Here is information sent to us by CIA East Asia, according to an expert from the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Shanghai's new lockdown protocols are destroying the city and bringing it to the brink of collapse. PCR testing alone is causing mass chaos, as no one seems to know what they are doing or why. The Shanghai CDC has had to issue a memo due to conflicting information, asking staff to respond to inquiries from the public in accordance with policy. Area residents also complain about their test results showing negative on their cell phones but positive by the CDC. There seems to be no explanation as to why the results are inconsistent. This has all the hallmarks of a P2 Freemason Order Ab Cal, Order Out of Chaos movement to create a revolution by making people so uncomfortable that they have no choice but to overthrow the authorities. The Khazarian Mafia will also use its old tactic of being nice and presenting benevolent shepherds to appease the people. For example, we are seeing an ongoing attempt to use Elon, the King of Mars, Musk, and his takeover of Twitter to create a controlled opposition and a new narrative. The problem is that even if Elon buys 9% of Twitter, the rest is still controlled by Rockefeller-Rothschild fronts. Speaking of shifting narratives, Masonic agent Greta Thunberg of Monaco is now publicly saying that climate change doesn't exist. This week, there is growing evidence that Operation Bluebeam is in full swing. On this front, the Pentagon has released 1,500 pages of secret documents about the shady UFO program. Among other things, it says that encounters with UFOs have caused Americans to suffer radiation burns, brain and nervous system damage, and even unexplained pregnancy. There are also more and more strange UFO sightings. For example, a source from the secret U.S. space program sent us a video with the comment, "Hello, these are the Arcturians and the Sirians. They have these kinds of light ships that can fly to the bottom of the ocean and into space in seconds, just as we would calculate, just like we would calculate time." A source at the Thule Air Base in Greenland, the Mexicans say the U.S. took over Greenland from Denmark in the late 1930s, has given us an explanation for the bizarre incident at Lazy Mountain, Alaska. "There was an interdimensional ship invading our 3D world. It was an invasion by off-world controllers. It was taken out by the United States Space Force in Thule. The U.S. military is in control of the area. No one is allowed near the crash site. In the meantime," this statement was issued for the sheep. "According to the Department of Public Safety, the spectacle in the sky over Lazy Mountain Thursday morning was a unique combination of contrails from passing aircraft, atmospheric conditions, and the rising sun. Photos circulated on social media and the people at the Matsu Valley wondered about the strange plume of smoke with dark sections that looked like debris from something. Nothing to see here, folks. Keep moving forward. Just like the Roswell incident in 1947, it was just a weather balloon." And that is the Fulford Report for the 12th of April, 2022.
Палитры закат, рано разбудит с утра. Мама, мне надо бежать. Мама заварит дорогу, чай на плече рюкзак. Ай, в кармане бардак, ай, душистый косяк. Ай-яй-яй, хулиган, братик, дай прикурить. Музыку громче включи, ночь зажигает огни. А мы подолгу не спим, там мой дом и мой сын. Там мой город не спит, там я был молодым. Там законы просты. Мне бы сейчас на раю, где пиво льется рекой. Смотреть с любой горизонт, беззаботный полет. Дым, дорога, дорога, дым, дорога, дорога, дальняя, дальняя. Дым, дорога, дорога, дым, дорога, дорога, дальняя, дальняя. Дым, дорога, дорога, дым, дорога, дорога, дальняя, дальняя. Дым, дорога, дорога, дым, дорога, дорога.
So, you know, what they say, what is it? Let me see. They call it. The name of it. What's the official name of it? It is Cosmonautics Day. So happy Cosmonautics Day to all. Yes, because this was the day that Yuri Gagarin went up into space. And then they had like newspaper headlines that said like, "There's a communist in space." It was true, I guess, at the time. I mean, but yeah, so Yuri went up there, and I don't hear anything about that in our news. Cause, oh, Russia. Yeah. Also, President Putin and the president of Belarus went to the Cosmodome, or whatever it is out there in the east of Russia, and they were talking about, Putin gave a speech, and I was trying to find the English, because it hasn't been really posted yet on the Kremlin site. You can actually go, the Kremlin has an English version, and you can only see in the Western media and stuff, with storyteller media, of one little tiny like 30-second blurb while they tell you the story. No, I want the source. I'm done with storytellers, okay? And storytellers from the Western news, all these guys and women and non-binaries, I guess, are up there on the television telling stories. Maybe they got a loop going while they're telling you like, oh, this happened, and blah, blah, blah. And hey, we should believe them, right? Because they're only getting paid like gobs and gobs of money, right, to do that. It's not like they're putting any heart into it. They're only reading the teleprompter. How do I know? Because the guy on the next network and the lady on the next network and the non-binary on the next network, they're all saying pretty much the same thing. Does that mean it's all true? That they just repeat it? People that get paid a lot of money to tell you a story with a little loop in the background that they probably didn't research themselves, all they do is stand up in front of the camera and look pretty and tell you the story. Or what about people like, I don't know, you know, folks that work for, well, they don't even work for, they don't get paid. Folks that volunteer their time to do their own kind of research and try to find the truth and put their heart and soul into stuff because they just want to spread the truth to counter the lies. And so they go and they find sources, you know, like videos from people because technology is cool. We don't even need mainstream media. And you can get like Telegram videos and stuff from people that are right there on the source or people that don't make a bunch of edits and cuts and they go and report the stuff and they get all the video from different places and they all say something else. Their stories, their accounts, their testimonials, where they give their name and they give their faces, they seem to tell a different story, to paint a different narrative than, excuse me, the storytellers on the TV, the storytellers that are based out of New York and Washington, right? We know what they're going to say. We know their track record. And again, it's so nice that we have modern technology where you don't need to have some idiot that gets paid gobs and gobs of money to call himself a reporter that works for this big network. Now we know why is there even the phrase called fake news? Why is that even a thing? Because there's so much of it, maybe. And so people have learned to just trust each other. And we can, you know, and I often say it this way. It's just, and if you don't understand it, I feel sorry for you. But you can smell it. You can smell evil sometimes. Sometimes the stench of evil, whether it's manifesting as a lie or manifesting as an ideal or just someone in front of you, you can smell the stench of evil. A lot of people, you know, sometimes things get biased, but when somebody's trying to pull the wool over your eyes, when somebody's trying to pull a scam on you, you kind of sense it. You know, we've been around long enough. Maybe the younger folks don't have that sense up yet, but there's, after you get a little bit older, and when you're a little bit older, you'll know what I'm talking about. After you see the way the world works for a while, after you've been exposed to a lot of people, after you've been exposed to a lot of situations, you live and learn, quote unquote. And that's why I don't trust nobody. That's why I think, oh, boy, shit. Okay, all right, I got to calm down. We got Deacon John coming up. And by the way, Putin, I don't have enough time, but you can go there. He was saying April 12th, Cosmonautics Day, they're going to go back to the moon. They've got Earth, a joint future plasma engines, satellite high resolution, all kinds of cool stuff, new technologies. And Putin also said, look, don't mess with us because we're going to break out the real weapons and they were unfathomable technology that you don't know nothing about. They got a lot of that Tesla stuff. And also, you know, the people, oh, they're using substandard equipment. They're using Baofeng radios and stuff. Okay, that was the breakaway Donetsk LPR. They have substandard equipment. And Russia sent their old stuff first and they kicked ass with their old stuff. Just imagine what they got in the back that's all got the brand new fresh paint jobs. It's never, ever been a good idea to mess with Russia, ever. So they're going to make a base on the moon. That's what Russia said. They're making a base on the moon. I want to go. I want to go to Russia now, but you can't. They're like, no, you can't go to Russia no more. You got to go to like Mexico and then go to Cuba and then fly from Cuba to Russia or something. Now I'm on a list. I've been on a list. I really don't give a shit. Stay tuned for Deacon John. Hopefully the hijacker too. I think he'll pop on and say hello. Come on, Jacker. You can't leave us. You're bound. You're honor bound by fate to be with us forever. We're going to haunt you. I'm out of here. Ciao, ciao. Anna Maria, Maria Rosa, Yegbe Bendoza, Maria.
At Willow's World, a variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist, featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
My name is Mr. Rowe, I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and...